It's a big challenge, especially on Vontae's side. He haven't gave up a touchdown this year, and I can't say he's one of the best in the game. I can't say that. And Tola is the same way. He's a very talented guy. Don't make many mistakes. And, you know, from watching film lately, you know, they're playing a lot of man coverage, and they actually winning. They doing better than the receivers are.
You and Vontae have had quite the battles these last two games, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We have, you know. I can't say I didn't play my best neither one of the games, and hopefully go out this week and try to do better. But I can take my hat off and say he's been doing a great job this year.
Even though that game was so many weeks ago, how anxious are you to get another shot at this team going from the outside where you normally play as opposed to where you had to play week one?
It ain't about, you know, getting another shot at this team. It's about the next team that's up against us, and that's, I feel like, are in our way to what our goals are, and it's happening to be the coach. So, you know, I'm very proud. I'm excited about it. You know, I get another chance to go out another week and try to, you know, put ourselves in a better position to get back to, you know, where we want to be. And I can't say it's not going to be easy. You know, they got a great team on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball as well. So, you know, I'm excited, and you know, I look forward to Sunday.
Demaryius, in the postseason games you've played, you've always seemed to have great games. What is it about playing in those monster games that brings out the best of you?
You know, I try to do that during the regular season, too. But, you know, I just know, you know, it's either win or go home, and, you know, I'm not ready to go home. And I put, you know, my best on the field and whatever I got to do, you know, to make plays to help my team. And, you know, I'm going to do whatever I got to do and try to, you know, catch every ball thrown my way or run out the catch, whatever I got to do.
When you play a team like the Colts, you know they have such firepower as an offense. Do you guys almost try to step it up more just to make sure because you know your defense is going to have their hands full?
Yeah, you never know because I still remember last game when it was up 24-0 and the game ended 31-24. And, you know, they got a great quarterback, Andrew Luck, got a lot of playmakers around. So I feel we're going to have to go out and, you know, try to score as many times as we can get.
Demaryius, with the Broncos, it's kind of a given that you go to the playoffs every year. Do you think that some of the young guys that have always been there, would you ever take it for granted about how special it is to make the postseason?
You can't take it for granted. This is my fourth time out of 5 years, and haven't been easy, not 1 year, I can say. And you can't take it for granted. You just got to, you know, you got to, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, you just got to respect it. It's just say you put in all the work and it paid off, and it's going to be – it's going to be tougher as it goes on.
Is the fact that you guys have been there, that experience, is that beneficial?
I think so. You know, we know what to expect, and I know what some guys to expect besides the rookies. But, you know, we know what to expect to get over the hump and try to get on, you know, get to the next game and now on to the next game. So, you know, we got to go out and do it, try to get a win.
This franchise has a history of obviously winning a couple Super Bowls late in John Elway's career. Perhaps that's why John has confidence that Peyton can lead this team to that kind of same success. But does that also create an urgency, knowing that there may not be much time left?
I think so, you know, especially as, you know, having the team we got now, I can't say we won't have this team after this year. And we got a very talented team that's on defense side, that's on the offensive side. And, you know, I think we got to take as much advantage as we can now. So, you know, we're going to try to do whatever we can and get back in the situation to make it back to the Super Bowl.
When you see what you have on defense now, do you feel like you have a more complete team going into the playoffs than you had a year ago?
You know, I can't say that because this team haven't made it to where that team did last year. But I can say, you know, you got some players on this team that, you know, have been in situations probably similar to some last year, and you got, I can say, bigger names. You got great players. It's just everybody got to go up and put up to make it back to that place where we was. But, you know, I feel comfortable where we at right now and with our team on both sides of the ball.
Lots of kind of jokes and smiles in the locker room. And you guys have always – this group has kind of thrived on having fun and really enjoying themselves throughout the season. Is it hard to not get too uptight or start overthinking things, or is it kind of easy with this group?
I think it's the most important thing is not getting too uptight. You know, you get too uptight, you think about stuff too much, you go out and don't play your best game, and if something happened the way you didn't want it to happen, you don't want to be that guy saying, oh, we could have did this, we could have did that. And I think if we go out, you know, you be uptight some, but you know what we know what we got to do, and not to be so uptight, and you know, of course, have fun. This is what it's all about, but it's not going to be easy.
These two teams have the most big plays, 20 plus yards of any team in the NFL. Do you expect there's going to be some points on that scoreboard, some high points on the scoreboard, some big plays in this game to be made?
If you go by looking at the stats, you can say that, but you know, I hope not. Hopefully our team have more points than, you know, more big plays than them, but you never know. You watched the game last week, T.Y. having big plays here and there, defense making big plays, so you never know. And all we can wait and see is till Sunday.
So today is the 3-year anniversary of one of the most wild playoff moments. When you think about that Tebow touchdown, what comes through your mind? What does that bring to mind every time you think about that?
I feel like, you know, as a player for me, you know, it was similar, like a coming out party for me, because the first couple of years I was injured, wasn't on the field much, and you know, I came back and we won in overtime, first play, 80 yards, and I didn't even know we won the game. But you know, to be able to, you know, go out and put up the numbers I did that game, and then to go do the same thing the next week, similar numbers, but we didn't win, but you know, it was big, first time in the playoffs. You know, it was big. I knew what the playoffs was all about then.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many seconds or minute it was later when you're standing there in the end zone, you're in by the tunnel, and your teammates are coming, that you realized that won the game, and that you didn't have to kick the extra point or kick off again?
I think I still remember when Champ told me the game was over with, and I think it was 11 seconds. I actually, you know, watched it before I came out here, and I was shocked. You know, I was happy at the same time. And I couldn't believe it. You know, I scored the touchdown.
How did you know? Because of the new playoff rules? That was the first year of the new playoff rules?
Yeah, that was the first year of the new playoff rules. And, you know, I wasn't probably paying attention when they talked about it.
Having gone undefeated this year at home, knowing the Broncos' home playoff record, how strong is this team's home field advantage?
I think it's very strong. And I can say, you know, as a team, I feel like, you know, we feed off, you know, I think a big part is the fans. You know, the fans, you know, help the defense out on the field. And as a, you know, we haven't really, I don't know, was San Diego the last time we lost here? Maybe? I don't really know, but I think it's a big thing to have home field advantage. You know, players are more comfortable here, you know, no surroundings, fans, like I said. But, you know, it's still different once it's in the playoffs. You know, teams are coming and they're giving their best, and we got to do the same.